insight about what your aims are in the shop.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit more about it.
I sort of want to stock all like little artisan, independent producers as much as we can. Obviously, there's so many in our pyramid. So I'm going to sort of rotate producers as much as we can. Likewise with the drafts as well. Try and get new ones on as much as we can so it keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
But it's a good little outlet for the independents who are making like good, honest, proper cider, proper perry from fresh fruit, you know, rather than concentrate.
Is that an issue now in cider making? Is that where the kind of industrial cider making is?
Yeah, it sort of gets to the level where, like, for example, Bulmers, they have to use, there just isn't a physical amount, so they have to somewhat use the concentrate.
And that comes from abroad?
Where it comes from, I don't know, but I think it does affect the flavour. Definitely, it's much better.
Mm.
And like Westerns, some of their stuff they use on concentrate things for, but some of it is fresh. It was starting to get a bit bigger.
Yeah.
But people like Westerns and Bulmers, it's easy for them to distribute because they're well known. Whereas you've got brilliant cider makers who no one's heard of because they haven't got to that scale where they can go and advertise them.
So it's
about this is a perfect little outlet for them as well, you know.
So it's about local, having kind of supporting local producers and having a local network, basically.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I'm really surprised by the range of stuff.
And this is quite bleak, really. We haven't really got much stock in at the moment. It's quite spread out.
Because
we sold so much just before Christmas.
Do you think people are getting it then, about the importance of...
Yeah, I mean, going up towards Christmas, obviously a lot of it was gifts and things like that. But we are starting to get more regular client base coming in, and they like all the little independents, they like trying all the different sides and things. They can really taste the difference, which is important.
That's the important thing too about having the shop set up. I mean, how does this draft? That's the draft system. So you got some bottles that you open for tasting.
Yeah.
And then you've got
12 different drafts. A couple are out at the moment, but.
So how does it work with the drafts? Do you bring a flag in? Oh, I should have brought my Tumpy flag in with me. Okay, and then...
Or any container, really.
Oh, right, okay.
We just sell it by the pint.
Right, okay. So if I got one of my empty water bottles...
Yeah, you can fill that up, yeah.
Oh, great, okay.
Exactly. We've got this guy who comes in, he blends his own. Like, he's got one of these, they hold 4 pints.
Yeah.
And, for example, 2 pints of number one, a pint of number five, and a pint of number six blended together.
In one, really? Wow, okay.
Which I think is really nice, actually. I love it when he comes in, because...
Yeah. So you've got the Greg's Pit there, number 12.
Yeah.
And are those the three varieties of apple?
Yeah, I've done that, Kicks and Black.
And the Arlington Mill. I've not heard of the Arlington Mill. What's that like? Do you know?
I've never actually seen the Arlington Mill apple, to be honest. Mm. But it's used quite a lot.
Yeah.
So,
how exciting. What a great musical shop. I need to work out how much I can carry home with me and still get back for water at 6.